Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. Daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we continue our discussion on this idea of improving your life experience. And to truly improve your life experience, I think you need to grasp just the scope of what you are. When we look at existence and your existence, that existence is bigger than anything that you can wrap your brain around. And most people have something that they see as defining for them. It might be what you do for a living. If you're a lawyer, okay, you may define yourself as a lawyer, but you are significantly bigger than that lawyer, than the lawyer. Right? And you see this when big things happen in your life, the birth of a child, the death of a loved one, you know, all of a sudden that lawyer thing doesn't matter so much. Maybe you define yourself by a hobby or something that you're passionate about. You know, I'm a golfer. I'm not, but let's say you are. So if that's something, again, is that what defines you? Or maybe it's your position in your family. You know, I'm a father and I have three children. Maybe that's how you define yourself. And at different stages in life, you define yourself in different ways. You know, if you were that guy in high school that had a nice car, maybe, you know, you were the guy in high school with a BMW or a Corvette. But again, we are so much more than all of those things, because these things that we're talking about are all external. And what happens as a lawyer if you lose your job? And if everything that you see yourself up is caught up in that job, that becomes a really tough experience to go through. You know, if you see yourself, or if you judge yourself and view yourself as by your hobbies, and you're a golfer, well, all of a sudden you have a shoulder injury that suggests that you can no longer play golf. What does that do to you? And what we're talking about here is getting caught up in your ego. And if you allow these factors, these egoic factors, to define who you are, you begin to lose yourself and you begin to lose perspective. And you think things are so important that really don't matter in the bigger scheme of things very often. So what I'm asking you to do is just to look beyond your ego and see the vastness of your existence. You know, we know that we're much more. If you look at yourself from a holistic standpoint, and you look at the spiritual side, things that human beings are capable of go far beyond anything that we typically think about or we do day to day. So every once in a while, tap into that vastness of your existence and let that create a different perspective for you going forward. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And what we're doing here each day is helping you to stay focused on where you want to go. First, determining what that is, and then staying on the path to get there. So just join us. It's a few minutes a day, and that's all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about observation without judgment. But for today, I just want you to get your brain around this idea that your existence is so much bigger than anything you're experiencing right now. Put yourself there. Allow yourself to adjust your perspective from that standpoint and start to think bigger. If you want to take a deeper dive, just join me or just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.